Today's network is challenged to handle more and greater varieties of traffic than ever before, including VoIP, video, and apps spanning multiple databases and file systems throughout the organization and even in the cloud. Not to mention mobile workers and virtualization, with implications for network security, infrastructure, and the list goes on. I'm James Hilliard, your host for today's special Meet the Expert episode of Connection Point, where we are talking with Peter Eisenhower. Pete is the Senior Cisco Partner Development Specialist for the PC Connection family of companies, here to share his thoughts on networking, infrastructure convergence, and the modern data center. And Pete, thanks for taking time today.
Thanks for having me, James.
So let's start off here getting your perspective on what's been changing over the past several years in terms of what people expect from their IT and their networks. Maybe a difference. What do they expect now as opposed to what did they expect, say, 3 years ago from that type of gear?
Well, I mean, as the next generation of workers comes out of college, into college, and then and users come into the marketplace, their experiences with and expectations of the technology that they're using are much higher than the workforces prior to them. The analogy of the television where, 30 years ago you had three channels and now you've got 300 just on a basic cable package. The evolution of the cloud is very similar to the dot-com boom from the beginning of the century when you've got a lot more planning and forethought going into it. It's not just, hey, we've got a website, let's sell something. It's people are planning the back end of it and the equipment they're going to need and the ability of the experience they're going to be able to bring to light. Video on demand, teleconferencing, borderless connectivity, real-time collaboration, these were all considered very high-end luxuries just 10 years ago. And now as people get used to, things like Netflix and WebEx and all the different applications that are out there, people come into the workforce expecting to be able to use these tools. So companies that integrate these features into their IT strategies early will have an advantage over those that don't, both retaining high-quality employees and enhancing their customers' experience.
I want to key in on one of the concepts and terms you just used there, this borderless connectivity. For us, the average end user, we love it. We can get access to anything, anytime, anywhere. It's a seamless experience from our laptop to our desktop to the iPads, etc. Say borderless connectivity to an IT security pro and they start shivering a little bit because it's harder to maintain. Talk to me about some of those concerns that folks have about that in terms of those IT pros.
Absolutely. Cloud computing and borderless networking allow 21st century users unprecedented freedom and productivity with the tools that they have, iPhones and single number reach and all that. But the security concerns increase just as high as the use does. Anyone who's relying on a single box to protect all their assets is probably deluding themselves. If you haven't gone in and invested in a comprehensive security strategy for your company or university or whatever the organization may be, if you haven't put together a strategy that includes regular assessments, revisions, you're going to end up coming up with the loss somewhere. The organizations that aren't concerned about it haven't really had they either haven't had a realistic assessment of the risk or a major security breach and the threat that that poses. Loss of proprietary data, network downtime, e-commerce failures, those could all be devastating to a company's finances and good reputation. Even something relatively benign like a HIPAA or a Sarbanes-Oxley or a PCI compliance audit can be very disruptive and costly.
They absolutely can be, and it's, again, one of those ideas. You want to be on the New York Times front page for something your business did well, not for losing something or some security issues. So let's do this. I've been talking with a lot of IT folks, and the networks have become a lot more complex these days. That, I think, is a universally accepted idea. One thing a lot of folks are trying to do here is reevaluate that infrastructure. They're looking at trying to flatten it, make it more easier to manage. The idea of unified computing comes to mind. What's your take on the recent emphasis on a unified approach to an IT architecture? Is it a fad? Is it something that's starting now and it really is going to be kind of our future and where everyone's headed?
Well, we're never sure what the entire future holds, but I'm a student of history, and all history students know that it tends to repeat itself, and it's cyclical in nature a lot of the time. When I came into the IT marketplace almost 20 years ago now, the fastest CPU available was a DX266, which we measured in megahertz, not gig. Windows was brand new concept. Token ring was what was a secure networking standard for the day at a whopping 16 megabits per second. And mainframe-based centralized computing was on the way out in favor of distributed client-server networks. So computing strategies that we take for granted today, things like broadband and VPNs and wireless networking and cloud computing, all of those were unheard of. Now they're required to maintain pace, and you can use them to create a differentiating advantage over competitors that don't have it, especially in a tough economic climate like we have now. I mean, just look at the role that social networking played in Egypt just this past week. I mean, a bunch of students in a square, you know, helped undercut a 30-year-old autocrat just by the use of Facebook and Twitter and things like that. Despite the regime's attempt to shut it down, they still managed to get it out, and now Mubarak's gone. Imagine what it could do for a business with the drive to use it to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Get more and more people on board. I was on a recent conversation talking with people about trying to create inspiration within your teams, and it was doing it through the use of certain technologies. One of these was just collaboration type technologies, whether it was voice collaboration or even just online collaboration tools. The idea that you could be working in real time with people, you're not getting an out of office message, or you're not getting their voicemail or something, that you can really work with people. Give me another example or two of some of these differentiating advantages, specifically more towards kind of the business folks out there.
Well, let's stay on the track you just went down. I mean, the additional features of a VoIP network, voice over IP, which is some of the things that you were listing there, they can provide the benefits they can provide over traditional PBX-based phones, you know, things like single number reach and soft phones on your computer, presence indicators so you can tell when people are in the office and available, and, of course, instant messaging make remote workers more available, more productive, and, you know, generally more satisfied with their job.
Let's do this, Pete. I want to switch gears a bit and come back to, again, a term you mentioned earlier, and I think it's a term that we know is not just a buzzword. It's cloud computing. It was a buzzword. Now I think it has legitimately fallen into the realm of it's real technology. It's here today. And again, it's one of those, you know, futures that we're seeing here. What are some of the, especially as folks come to you and your teams there at PC Connection, what are they saying are some of the tangible benefits they're looking to attain by moving and getting things into the cloud?
Well, like I said, in a tough economic time, people are looking at all the options they can to save money or increase value of the things that they have or they're using. Cloud computing is one of the things that allows that. It allows companies or universities to offer more services for a lower cost and make use of applications that they may not have been able to afford at one point. Or affording them as a service and not having to run the servers and the infrastructure to keep them lowers the cost of using the application greatly. It can allow companies to lower their headcounts while maintaining or even improving the customer experience through the use of the technology. In the long run, the TCO goes down and the ROI goes up, but the investment in the infrastructure required to support those technologies and this experience, they have to be made. And back to my original point about history, since you talked about, you know, cloud computing being a buzzword, like I said, at the time when I got into this industry, mainframe computing was on its way out. And in a cyclical nature, it's coming back to the centralized data center for all of these terms, because you can centralize this information, you can centralize these processes into the data center, make better use of the equipment you have through virtualization, and offer a better experience. Therefore, like I said, it goes from cyclical, from out of the data center to the desktop, and now back to the data center for the security and for the consolidation.
The good news on the cyclicals, we've improved the technology a lot over those 20 years in terms of the model may be similar, but obviously the technology on the back end is far more superior. Let's do this. Before I let you leave, I want to give an idea to our listeners, the type of support that they can get from your teams in terms of, okay, they get the idea that they need to flatten their infrastructure. They want to look at something like unified computing. They need to move things to the cloud for a variety of reasons and benefits. What are some things that they need to look for or ask for in terms of support to get them there, to get these projects on a good foundation so that they can succeed moving forward?
Well, as the cycle returns the focus to the data center, you know, a lot of the industry insiders are saying that's where you need to make those investments: virtualization, storage, centralized security policies, high-speed internet working. You know, we have a host of resources at the customer's disposal to assist everybody with a strategic assessment of their current technology posture as well as planning for their future, no matter what kind of pain points they're encountering now. We have top-level certified engineering support available for all of our major vendors. You know, we're a Cisco Gold, HP Elite partner as far as the networking goes. We're also leveraging the industry solution partnerships that have developed within Cisco with VCE and VMware, EMC, Intel, all of those, all of those companies were involved in the development of the UCS platform that Cisco recently released, and a lot of their internet working, high-speed internet working for the data center. We've got technology specialists that, speak fluent networking, virtualization, and storage. They're available right on the sales floor to aid account managers in creating the best solution for any customer's needs, for the smallest one-shop business all the way to some of the largest companies and government agencies that are out there. We offer all kinds of technical services, ranging from everything from pre-deployment planning and strategizing all the way up to full assessments, configuration, installation, and support services.
Hey, Pete, some good stuff today. Really appreciate kind of giving some insights into, one, what you're seeing, and again, some of the services available to get people down that road towards, again, things that are no longer buzzwords, the cloud, unified computing. I mean, these are things that are definitely here and moving forward, and a lot of people are reevaluating and seeing if it's going to be a fit right now for their organization. Again, Pete, his team there at the PC Connection family of companies can help you all, again, determine what's best for you. I'll give some contact information in a moment. First, though, Pete, I want to thank you for taking time and joining me today.
Hey, appreciate it, James. Thanks a lot.
And, of course, big thank you to all of you for tuning in and listening. If you want to learn more about the products and services that Pete mentioned, available from the PC Connection family of companies, do a few things. First off, contact your account manager or account team. You can go online to govconnection.com. Phone number for those of you that want to call, 1-800-800-0019. Email, simple enough, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and this wraps up another installment of Connection Point. We'll be right back.